Hello, this is Mark North Hollywood Jr. I have an announcement to make. Next weekend, the 16th of August, is Take a Virgin to Rocky Night. Now, if you haven't seen it, that means you're a virgin. So come down, get de-virginized, Sherman Oaks Theater, 4500 Van Nuys Boulevard, 2 blocks north of Ventura. Alright, well, this has been a public announcement from Mark North Hollywood Jr. Wild Bill, you're doing excellent, man. Keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Say, do any of you guys know how to Madison?
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way. I got
this. Oh, hello, this is Rebecca.
Barbara 25. Miss Hotline Monster, the wannabe tonight.
Danny Van Nuys.
This is Mike West Hollywood.
Marcia Mandel.
Michael Bennett is a voice from the West.
This is Mr. Observatory here.
This is FM313.
This is George Kitty.
Hey, Mr. Mac. Hey, Mr. Mac. Where are you, Mr. Mac? Hey, Mr. Mac. Where are you, Mr. Mac? Mr. Mac. Hey, Mr. Mac.
Had a weekend dance, we like to show up last. I play it through with a throw and jump the apple's
back. I love this day. This is Jay Allen from Demented Place of Vulcan, New York.
You built Santa Monica. This is Tech Supersound here.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Wild Side for August 11th through the 15th. The good time place. The Wild Side is made by and for the partygoers of Southern California. It's the place to come to hear about the good things to do. Good movies, games, books, videotapes, nightclubs, and it's where the party never stops. Upbeat comments, good music, and funny stuff. So, oh, the hell with it. I know you're not really interested in all that, are you? Well, all right, then. Can we talk? This is the week Alan and Barbara and Tex, among others, some of whom never left their names, have been waiting for. No more positive attitude garbage. I mean, who needs it, right? Here I've been working, actually working on these tapes, like I was getting paid for it or something, weeding out the distorted or unlistenable comments, the long intoxicated rambling comments, the insulting or offensive comments, the dumping and ragging comments, and the non-entertainment related comments. Well, I guess I have perhaps been wasting my time. I told Paul originally that I'd do the show until it wasn't fun anymore, my basic philosophy of life being that if it don't feel good, don't do it. Or just do it until it hurts. Well, what with creative control problems and some disputes with the Home Office, and input tapes filled up with general comments about politics and cops and the legal system and dead babies and raping and murdering Mickey Canoga and communism and et cetera, ad nauseum, and what with my own life being no bowl of cherries, from lost love to a lost lawsuit, it looks like the race is on and fun is rapidly losing ground. I can't help but think it's a little funny that people like Alan, who now only call 761-0333 to say things like, "Paul Mac, come home," seem to have forgotten that by tradition, Paul's tapes had fewer comments and more production bits than any other line. Maybe that's the problem. I play an average of 17 to 20 comments, even with my shtick. Maybe it's too many comments. Barbara tells me it's wrong to dictate to my callers what kind of mood they have to be in to leave a comment. I don't think I ever said that, but anyway, she infers that people should be heard on the output tape just because they called the input tape, no matter what they have to say, which is like insisting that Mr. Fun play every comment from his input tape, even if he had a theme show that week and only half the comments are on that subject, which translates as the line runner doesn't have the right to omit any caller from a tape. In all fairness, I must tell you that Barbara 25, Ms. Hawkline Monster, has consistently left comments that were appropriate to the Wildside format. But she left her critique in defense of Bob 213, who was cut off in the middle of a negative comment, which was followed by me explaining the format, and then a positive comment from Bob. I only cut his negative comment because I knew I had a more upbeat comment from him. It just gave me a chance to explain the Wildside format again. And it was funny. And I might add that I've had no more, not one more negative comment from Bob. But I'm probably the only one who appreciates how miraculous that is. I suspect, really, that most callers like to hear Bob get rabid and froth at the mouth about anything. They call him a geek, but they're more entertained if Bob acts crazy and everything. Anyway, this is the week I'm going to do as little production and editing as possible. That's a little difficult for me, but I'm going to try. I'm going to unearth and play some comments I chose not to air for one reason or another, with a minimum of other stuff. I apologize for taking so much time to say all this, and so, with marginal ado, here's this week's tape.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Wild Side at area code 761-818-3330. I fucked up majorly, and I'm not supposed to swear on telephone entertainment lines.
You are on the Wild Side at 761-3330. Anybody got a flashlight? It's kind of dark in here.
Is that me? Am I on? Should I start talking? It's me again. What's interesting to do this summer is to read Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov. I'm reading it right now. Someone wants me to come over and screw, but I'd rather stay home and read this book. That's how good it is. Of course, I just screwed last night.
Original dramatic title.
call ahead for reservations, because otherwise you won't get in. I could go on and on and on about what a wonderful city Los Angeles is, and the surrounding communities. There's the Huntington Library in Pasadena, San Marino, actually. There's this phone line in the 818 area. What more is there to say? It's 7 o'clock on Sunday. I really don't want to go get screwed tonight. But that's all I'm good for. So I said I'd be over in an hour at the soonest. And that was 10 minutes ago. I think I'd rather read Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov. So I think I should call and say I'm not coming over. Or just turn on the answering machine. Screen calls. There's so many interesting things to do in this city this summer. You know, I went to Casablanca Cafe the other day and had a terrible burrito. Something was the matter.
Yeah, you know, the other day I was with my girlfriend and we were driving down the street. And, well, I forgot to fill the car up with gas. And it ran out of gas, you know. I didn't have any money. So we just kept going down the street and I was out of money and out of gas. Had a little bit of change, though, so. So we took a bus over to my place, you know. We just left the car over there on the side of the road. And then, when we got to my place, my place, I left my car keys in my car space, you know. I wasn't about to get back on the bus, you know, I told my girlfriend. And so, you know, I just had to, you know, like, break a window and get inside my house. And so I did that, and I unlocked the door and all that. And about 15 minutes later, you know, all these black and white started surrounding the house. You know, it's really strange. And so we had to split, you know, because, I don't know, maybe I was parking in a no parking zone, and they want to put me in the can. I swear these cops are really, really kidding on people's cases lately. They're just a bunch of pigs, I swear. You know, and if ever I see a cop, man, if I ever run into a cop, man, you know, he just better watch out, because I'm going to get on his case. That's right. That's right. All you cops out there, you're all fucked up. This is George saying, get lost, cop. I've been thinking, you know, and I think it's really, really interesting, this line here you got, and I think that this line could amount to something, you know. I think possibly a television pilot, or maybe it could amount to, a bag of dust, gold, you know? It could amount to, a lot of unpaid phone bills. Or it could amount to, I don't know, maybe it could amount to, something like me, nothing. No, just me, you know. Maybe it could amount, no, it could amount to, I don't know. It could amount to something big. It could amount to something bad. But either way, it is.
All right, really, man, far out, really. You wouldn't mind sending me a sample of whatever it is you smoke, would you? Everybody having fun? Right. All right, let's see what's next. Oh, right. Give me a second. Yes. Here's a little number I'm sure you'll like.
Hey, Mr. Wild. How do you feel about the Roman Catholics favoring the Communist Party and they are planning to take over the U.S. Constitution and destroy the U.S. economy and developing the U.S. country to into a Russian country situation and easily have America become a communist country? How do you feel about that? Well, I tell you, it will not last very long, because when they reigned for 3.5 years, America and the whole world will completely collapse, and Jesus will come and take over the whole world by a complete fiery end of this world, at the same time gather his people from all different churches and those who have responded to the Ten Commandments and the foundation of the law for this world. Let me know your comment about that, because I'm deadly serious about this issue. Thank you.
I actually don't believe this. I've been sitting here racking my brains trying to come up with a deadly serious answer and response for your question, because, to be honest, I'm a little flattered that you'd be interested in my opinion. But to be perfectly honest, my opinion really wouldn't be worth too much. I find the news so depressing, and my inability to do too much about the crummy state the world is in, even more depressing, that I generally avoid those issues. And instead of killing myself to come up with an answer for you, I really should just thank you for your interest in my opinion and tell you that if you want some sort of meaty response to this kind of an issue, you should really call Bob Obb over at Observatory. It can be reached at 818-702-0429 for output, and 818-716-9242 for input. Bob loves to comment on that sort of an issue, and I'm sure he would love to hear from you. So would Bert out at the party line. His callers just love to get their teeth in this sort of a thing, and you can call Bert in the 213 area at 205-7980 for output, and 205-7985 for input. Now back to the comments.
Well, hello, William. Hello, Wildside. This is Rich Callahan. Hey, Rich, that was a good tape. Very good. Very, very good tape with the spaceman thing. Even though you did use my line next time, please ask, and maybe you shall receive the right tape. We're talking copyrighted material here, even though some people say it's public domain, but hey, okay, that's fine. Next time, just ask. Okay, but at any rate, New Theater Artery coming up on the RUC Telephone Network is going to be the Phone World Top 10 Countdown, and through the support of you fellow line runners and everybody, we might be able to play this almost any way we want. No, we'll be able to, since the latest fad these days has been the phone songs that have been coming out, I devised the charts. Yes, and I've been revising these charts every 2 weeks or every week or whatever the hell I feel like revising them. And this is the one for the week of August 5th, 1985. On this chart we have four decliners, three risers. No, there's two risers on there. One stays the way it is, and there's three new entries. At number 10 this week, down four notches, is the Richie Calcom clone Boogie, mixed by Nino Telefon. The number 9 song, down one notch from number 8 from last month or last couple weeks ago, is Non-Talkers by REC and the Phone Gods. Number 8 is a new entry. It's Conference Gals by REC and the Phone Gods. Number 7, down one, is Call Me Mr. Fun by William Wilde. Number 6, second week on the charts, up one from number 7 to number 6 this week, and rising heavily, Telephone Rag by William Wilde. Number 5 is a new entry from this week, We Are the Lines by William Wilde. Number 4, Staying the Way It Is and Probably Will Always, The Telefunk by Nino Telefon. Number 3, our biggest debut ever in the history of the Phone World Top 10 Countdown, it's from William Wilde, and it's Don't Give Your Heart. Number 2, down 1, is down 1. This is the former number 1. It's Rappin' Al Diamond by REC and the Phone Gods. And number 1 for the first week ever, after a few weeks on the chart, it finally made it. But number 1 is, drumroll please, William Wilde and Life on the Line. So that's your Phone World Top 10 Countdown chart for this time. At any rate, this is REC, Richie Callahan, reminding you to call the new REC numbers. Output 407-1111 for left, 1112 for right, 1113 for input, and 1REC for the BBS system. The BBS system is a computer-based system. A 300 baud modem is required for access and a personal computer or terminal or whatever you want to use. So give that a call. We got downloads, uploads, we got messages, we got everything you want to know, phones, all for you. But at any rate, this is Rich Callahan saying, you bet.
Well, Rich, you sure know how to embarrass a guy, don't you? But I must say, I'm a little surprised, and I suspect that my caller who called in to sing Dear Little Flo will be terribly disappointed that it never even made the charts.
Oh, dear little Flo, I love your so, especially in your night.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paul Mack. Happy birthday to you. And maybe a few more.
Hello, this is Barbara, the one face line. Miss Hotline Monster, and I read something in the paper about the movie Rambo that was interesting. Vietnam veterans are protesting against the film because it glamorizes war, just like John Wayne movies glamorized war for them, and you just aren't prepared for the reality of the situation. I totally agree with them. And right now they say in South America, we are in South America, the stage of the war that we were in Vietnam in 1961. It's something to think about. And we have a draft right now during supposedly peacetime. I tell you something, if I ever got called for war, and I would encourage my brothers and sisters to do the same thing. I would go to Canada, get some kind of deferment. That was lesbian, atheist, club feed, anything. I would not go to war. Well, that's a serious comment from Barbara 25, Miss Huckline Monster, the one to be slut. Don't pray, cowboy. Happy trails.
For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies. Set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore.
Hello, this is Rebecca. I'm not sure if it's really appropriate for the wild side, but I figure that during the summer, you know, everyone gets carried away with having fun. And you should take the time to think, like, about Hiroshima, which isn't exactly a happy topic, but I read a poem on it. It's not very good, but I'll read it again. Okay. Slender willows bend in the heavy August breeze. Anola Gay is sighted winging high above the trees. A bomb is dropped on innocent masses. Children hide in blood-stained grasses. Upon our flag these blood-stains fall. Shadows are caged on burning walls. We are damios of death in a darkened world. For the world's greatest evil is found within the minds and thoughts and deeds of men. But now we have within our sight a greater fear, a blacker night. For politics of sun, which feminists hate, that world peace is seen as a far-fetched myth. To these I say, seek warning in the day of August 6th.
Hello, everyone. You know, every so often, somebody really phenomenal comes along, and they got great talent, and it's, but they don't get discovered and make it as big as they should. And that's why I want to say to William Wilde, I'd like to be your manager. Because, you know, if I would have known you like a little over a year ago before KLAC was sold, I could have got your song on played on the air, Don't Give Your Heart, because it's such a great song and everything. But it's as good or better than any song I've ever heard. It's one of the best songs I've heard. It's really got it's a lot of soul into it. Thank you for playing the song all the way through, and it was great.
Hey, this is Bob. You're on the Wild Side. It's one of my favorite lines. Hey, I got to get going.
Interesting things to do. Get high on some masculine, man. Shoot up some goddamn mushrooms, and you'll be high, high as inflation. Leave the cocaine alone. It's the drug of the damned. You know, leave cocaine here alone. Leave that hard shit alone, man. And just do masculine. You know, I was at school. I took a test high, man. You know, I picked the subject. I was going to fail anyway. So I took the test high. And, you know, I was like working real hard and telling all your friends shit. I worked hard. I busted my ass and I still got an F. So I said, I cruised through F this time. Took my time. Fucked up real good. I got F. But I was high, man. Fuck it. I was on masculine. Everybody, get down. Get your masculine. I bet you won't play this comment, pal. Here we go out.
Hands up, Charlie. And, Now if your tired or fifth line down can't seem to catch a beat off the ground, maybe you ought to try a little bit of LSD. Only if you want to shake your head and give you all the psychic energy you need. Eat flowers and kiss babies, LSD, for you and me.
Well, that looks like about all the time we've got for this tape. This is where I usually do my wrap-up. So I guess I ought to say a few things here. I'll try to make it quick. Firstly, this is an important note. I've experienced some technical difficulties recently that resulted in a whole slew of comments being erased. So if you haven't heard your comment lately, it's very likely that it just got erased by accident. Anyway, remember to call Telefun at 818-882-9524 and Freaky Phone at 818-993-3466 for some phone fun 24 hours a day. And remember the Wild Side input number at 818-761-0333. The second installment in the reruns of the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins will air here August 16th and 17th on 761-3330. For Paul Mack Productions and Wildside Studios, this is William Wilde. And thanks for letting me... Oh, hell with it. You know the rest.
Pictures and singers with croaks, a great red fan and a book of fine man, and a guy who loves Wally more than this is George Kent. People who call day or night, rain or shine, some people have their lives on the line. Some people have their lives on the line. Life on the line. Life on the line.
as judge of this court, I say...
This tape will repeat momentarily.